I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Victor Hartmann was a 19th century Russian artist and architect, and a good friend of composer Modest Mussorgsky. When Hartmann died suddenly at the age of 39, Mussorgsky was devastated. Hartmann's friends organized a memorial exhibit of his work, and then Mussorgsky created his own tribute to Hartmann, a piano piece that portrayed 10 artworks from the show, called Pictures at an Exhibition. Quite a few people have made orchestra versions of Pictures at an Exhibition. The best known one is by Maurice Ravel. Pictures at an Exhibition starts off with that promenade, which pops up several more times. Mussorgsky meant it as strolling music to lead you through the gallery from one picture to the next. The first picture in Mussorgsky's exhibition is a gnome. Actually, it's a sketch for a nutcracker shaped like a gnome, sort of a goblin who lives under the earth. Then the promenade leads to a painting of a very old castle from medieval times with a troubadour, a traveling singer, outside it. In Ravel's orchestration, the saxophone is the instrument that plays the part of the troubadour. From there, we promenade on to a picture of a nanny taking care of some kids playing in the Tuileries Gardens in Paris. Doesn't it sound like they're teasing each other? Nya, 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 nya. No promenade before the next picture, which is of a wagon with huge wheels, the kind of wagon that was pulled by oxen. The title of the picture is Bydło, which is Polish for ox cart. After the last of the promenades, we come to the Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks, Victor Hartmann's design for some ballet costumes. In his sketch, two people wear egg outfits with bird head helmets. But I think the music sounds more like they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Next to that picture are a pair of pencil sketches of a rich man and a poor man. The rich one sounds pretty snooty. And the poor man sounds like he's crying. Back to France for the next picture. Women gossiping in the marketplace in the town of Limoges. Then a couple of very creepy scenes. First, some catacombs, underground tombs full of old bones. It almost sounds like they're about to get up and walk around to the promenade tune, doesn't it? The next bit of creepiness is a sketch for a clock based on an old Russian fairy tale about a witch named Baba Yaga, who supposedly lives in a scary hut that's perched on fowls or chickens' legs. The very last picture in the exhibition is the design that Victor Hartmann entered in a competition to build a gate that would be the grand entrance to the city of Kiev. If the Great Gate of Kiev theme reminds you of the promenade, now you know where that strolling music was headed all along. I hope you've enjoyed this quick trip through Modeste Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for some great Halloween music on Classics for Kids.